सहनौनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
Lord has said that I have created four varnas. Four varna means four caste I have created. How he has created? According to the guna and the karma he has suggested. According to the Sabhav, there will be predominance of one guna, sattvic, rajasic or tamasic, and Lord has classified the whole humanity into four, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And what he is expecting is, whatever is duty assigned to us according to our varna, according to our caste, according to our guna, we should do that. Make swadharma as sadhana. By following the swadharma, we can reach the supreme. We don't have to change our dharma. Brahman should not try to become vaishya, or vaishya should not try to become Brahman. Do your duty as per Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra and Guru. The Lord is not interested in the type of work, he is interested in the attitude behind that work. Whether you are sweeping the floor or cleaning the toilet doesn't matter to Lord. Or you are professor or Nobel laureate doesn't matter to Lord. Lord only wants to check what is your attitude behind that karma. Is it a selfish karma for your happiness, or that karma is for the happiness of the Lord? Only this much he will check. If you are doing it for the happiness of the Lord, you will grow. If you are doing for your own happiness, then you are bound. So Lord again and again says that you should do all the actions for my happiness. Lord is not suggesting any new actions. Gurudev says, a self-dedicated man so working in the consciousness of the Supreme pays the greatest homage to his Creator. If we also dedicate our actions, we are giving the greatest homage to the Creator. Because of him, we have got this ability or the capability in this world. He is present in all of us. If we do all the karma for him, it is the greatest homage. This subtle change in attitude transforms the shape of even the most dreary situation. Even the most dreadfully unpleasant field of activity is converted into a sacred chamber of devotion, into a silent hall of prayer, into a quiet seat of meditation. It will make you fit. It will purify your mind. And you will become fit for knowledge.
What is it?
It's 108. By thus setting one's hand and feet to work in the field of objects with one's mind and intellect held constantly conscious of the divine presence, one can attain through the performance of one's own duty the highest perfection. So by doing our swadharma dedicated to the Lord, we can reach supreme. Work results in self-fulfillment apart from its legitimate fruit. The inner personality gets integrated, and such an integrated person grows in his meditation and evolves quickly. So treat your work not as a work, treat your work as it is a worship, it is an archana, it is an offering to the Lord. In verse number 47, Lord says,
Shreyan swadharmo vigunah, Shreyan swadharmo vigunah, paradharmasvanushthitat,
paradharmasvanushthitat,
swabhavaniyatam karma,
swabhavaniyatam karma,
kurvannapnoti kilvisham,
kurvannapnoti kilvisham,
Shreyan swadharmo vigunah, paradharmasvanushthitat, swabhavaniyatam karma, kurvannapnoti kilvisham.
Shreyan swadharmo vigunah, paradharmasvanushthitat. Lord says, do your swadharma even if it is vigun, even if it has got a fault, even if it has got some evil. Do your swadharma. By performing swadharma only, we can grow. Paradharma swa unishthitat. If you think the other dharma is better, his duty appears to be good duty, and you take that duty and do it well also, Lord says, I am not interested in that. Do your duty according to your caste, according to your guna, according to your Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, and grow. Then he said, swabhavaniyatam karma kurvan na apnoti kilvisham. Swabhavaniyatam, according to your swabhav, according to your nature, according to your vasana, according to your tendencies, if you do the karma na apnoti kilvisham, you will not incur any sin. You will not incur any sins, but there will not be any bondage. It may so appear that the swadharma is ordinary, but at some times it may be very difficult also. In India, you will find a policeman, not all policemen are armed with the firearms. Sometimes they get a stick also, danda. It seems to be a very ordinary thing. But he is supposed to exercise that danda whenever is required. If he does not exercise that, then the citizen will criticize. You are policeman, you didn't do anything. And suppose if he overuses that danda, then the press people will criticize. Constitutional rights will come. So police with a stick, with a baton, it appears as a very simple job. But there also, it's a difficulty there. In prison also, or in the jail, they beat terrorists or the criminals to find out the truth. That is swabhavaniyatam karma. They have to do. It's not a good karma. But the police have to do it. Suppose somebody is in the court, a judgment is given that this fellow should be hanged till death. So in the earlier times, there used to be jallad, hangman. What is his job? Once in a while, once in a year, so he has to put the noose around the neck of that criminal and then pull the rope. It's not an ordinary job. Emotional person can't do it. But if a jallad says, hangman says, no, this is a, there is an evil, I am not going to do it, it is a sin for jallad. But if he does that in a particular fashion for the happiness of the Lord, then he will grow. So Bhagavan says, kurvan na apnoti kilvisam. So by doing your duty, you are not committing sin. By not doing your duty, you are committing sin. In army also, the soldiers are supposed to kill the enemies. If they kill, they are doing their duty, swadharma. If they are not doing it, they are doing papa. If somebody run away from the battlefield, papa. And if he kills many soldiers, he will be given reward, medals. So we have to do our duty. Svabhava niyatam karma. As per svabhava, you do your duty. Suppose in an office the top management is changed. Some other company has purchased your company. Top management is changed. But the middle and the lower people are still there. They are employees. They are supposed to do their duty. If they say no, the clerk says, no, my manager has changed or this fellow, then I'm not going to work. Are bhai, your job is, your swabhav is, your nature is that. You are appointed as a clerk. Your duty demands that. You should work for the company. Do it. If he says, no, hum nahi karega, hello, then next day you will get the pink slip, jao ghar jao. One should do it. In the British regime, when the British were ruling India, in the police department, in the lower rank, all Indians were there. Only on the top, maybe the commissioner or something, the top ranking officer may be Britisher, but he gives the order, all the Indians are supposed to follow that. They used to beat freedom fighter. Is it not so? They were doing duty. After freedom, this freedom fighter became minister. Now they are following their instructions, their order. So they have to do according to their duty. So karmana gahano gati, it is said, karma is very, very difficult to understand. We all think that I am doing very good karma. But if you analyze, perhaps you may be doing most heinous work. We think we are doing very good work. Lord says it is very difficult to understand the nature of the karma. Similarly, svabhav also is gahana gati. Gahana means very deep. So do according to your svabhav. Somebody may say, my svabhav is, I am aggressive. I want to hurt, I want to kill others. Should I do my svabhav work? Lord says, yes. Only just channelize. You take an appointment in the police department or the military, where you are given gun and the baton and everything, go and kill there in the enemies. You can do that, but do your svabhav according to, you will exhaust your vasanas. One can do this way. So what we have to do is that, do action as per svabhav, number one. As per your nature, according to your vasana, according to your guna, do your duty. Don't accept or change your duty. Brahman should not become Vaishya, Vaishya should not become Kshatriya. They should do their own duties. If you are confused about your duty, consult scripture. They will tell you what is your duty. And how it is to be done? Lord only sees the attitude behind the action. For Lord, there is no chota bada kaam. He only sees the attitude behind the action. What is the attitude? Is it for your happiness or is it for the happiness of the Lord? Only this much Lord will see. If it is for Lord's happiness, he is happy. If the action is for own happiness, he is not happy. He is not telling to do any specific action. You do my puja, you do this fasting, you do this brat, you do this teeth brat. No, he is not saying that. He is saying you do your duty, your swadharma only. Nothing special, only the attitude behind the action should be, it should be for my happiness. How is that going to change? for my happiness, I am ready to harm, hurt others, cheat others. Is it not? To fulfill my own desire, I am ready to do all these things. And we do also sometimes. But if we are doing the same action for the happiness of the Lord, ask the Lord, I am going to cheat my friend. Lord, will you be happy? What will be the answer? No, don't do that. Only this is the difference. This will change the entire scenario. The moment you accept this attitude, entire scenario will change. And the third is don't leave karma even if it is biguna. Even if there is a fault, there is an evil in that, still don't leave your svabhava. You do according to svabhava. Some may say in the karma there is a dosh, there is a shortcoming. The scripture says you are in the manushya yoni, you are human being. And then human beings are bound by this karma yoni. No one can stay even for a single moment without karma. We are bound by that. So Lord suggests, even if it is dosa yukta, if even there is a shortcoming, there is a fault in your karma, still you do it. Sloka number 48.
Sahajam karma kaunteya.
Sahajam karma kaunteya.
Sadoshamapi na tyajet.
Sadamapati na tyajet.
Sarvarambhahi doshena.
Sarvarambhahi doshena.
Dhumenagnirivavritaha.
Dhumenagnirivavritaha.
Sahajam karma kaunteya. Sadoshamapi na tyajet. Sarvarambhahi doshena. Dhumenagnirivavritaha.
Sahajam karma kaunteya sadosamapi na tyajet. Sahajam karma, Shankaracharya tells that it is coming with birth. So what comes with birth? Our vasanas are coming with the birth. Our tendencies are coming from our previous lives. So sahaj karma sadosamapi, even if there is a evil, there is a fault in it, there is a flaw in the karma, should I not do it? Na tyajet. Lord says, no, don't do that. Do it. Even my svabhav is biguna or the karma is biguna, there is a shortcoming, there is an evil, there is a fault in the karma. Lord says, na tyajet. Don't leave it. Don't give it up. Do it. Why? He says, sarvarambhahi dosena. Whatever is started, arambha means whatever is begun, action, whatever action you do, it is with fault. You cannot make any action perfect. Accept it. Lord is saying that all actions are by its nature dosa yukta, is with the dosa. How? He says, dhumen agrib abritaha, like the smoke covers fire. Smoke and fire are united. You can't segregate it. Similarly, the dosa in the karma will be there. Now immediately you will ask, the Lord has said about all the sattvic things in earlier chapters and all that. Is the sattvic karma also dosa yukta? Is the sattvic karma is also with the dosa, with the fault, with the evil? Yes. Acharya, are you sure? Is it not a slip of tongue? No, it is not a slip of tongue. Even the sattvic karma also binds you. That we have seen earlier also. So all actions, pleasant, unpleasant, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, ordinary, extraordinary, done by an individual or as a group, they all have shortcomings. There is an evil. It is always associated with it. Very good. One person said, no. In begging, you know, there is no dosh. Khali to bhik mangna hai, bhiksham dehi, there is no dosh in it. But there is a dosh there also. In India, you will find the beggar pressurize you. When you are going and beggar is following, Amma, till such time you give, he will follow you. Pressurization is dosh. Suppose it is not a beggar, it is a sadhu. He is asking for money and you don't have money. Will you not feel bad? You want to give, you want to help that sadhu, but you don't have at that time. Dosa. Shankaracharya went for begging at a poor lady's hut, Bhiksham Dehi, and lady had nothing in the house. Only one gooseberry, one amla was there in her hut. She brought that amla, gave it to Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya saw the condition of that poor lady and he chanted Kanak Dhara Srotra. And there was rain of gold. Sometimes you help many people. You have a capacity to say feed on Sunday 100 people, but if 120 people turn out and they go without bhiksha, 20 people go without bhiksha, without food, will you not feel bad? You will feel bad. In the spiritual world also, there is flaw. Whatever you do, there is a flaw. Suppose at 4 a.m. I start bhajan. In India they do it, here they don't allow. They will put a mic also outside. Like all the mosques on the masjid, early morning ajan, whether you like or you don't like. You are thinking you are doing good to these people who are sleeping, they should listen to some bhajans. But if I do it, my next door neighbor Mike will come running next day with the police. Dosa. Good karma also has got dosa. In India, people do jagrata whole night bhajan. In the North India is very popular. Whole night bhajan. Though the next door neighbor thinks, why they are doing this thing, disturbing me. You are doing good thing, you are remembering Lord. So this devotee, he was a devotee, the next door neighbor was a devotee. He requested Lord, what is this? I am your devotee and they are disturbing me at the night. The Lord said, you are disturbed only one day. I am being disturbed every day. These people, this group go from this place to that place and every day they do the same thing. You see, every karma is the dosh yukta. We have got an ashram in Vibhuti, Kolwan near Pune, 70 acres ashram which can accommodate 1,000 devotees, and we have got an auditorium which can accommodate 1,008 devotees. So from the time, devotees, the Chinmay Mission member, they assemble for Gyan Yagya and all that. It's a very beautiful that place, surrounded by hills on all sides. And all the hills, there are villages. And the villagers, early morning, 3 a.m., they will start bhajan. And we are supposed to do the meditation or go to the Gyan Yagya. You cannot have a discourse in the open area. So Guruji gave us the earplugs. During our course also it was like that. I am trying to give you that in all karma there is a dosh. So whatever you do, some people will be unhappy. You can't make everybody happy, even never try to do that, even in your family. you will not be successful. So point is, there is the dosh in the karma. Should I give up the karma? No. Lord says, no, don't give up the karma. Do your duty. Do your duty. We see sometimes shortcomings in the karma. I am professionally qualified. I am not getting a job in India. So there is a dosh there. I thought I should come to America. I will be in the paradise. We came here. Now we know what is the position. Had it been in India, if you are employed in a company, a big company or a government office, once employed, always employed. Till retirement, no problem. From time to time, you will get promotion, whether you work or you don't work. But here, it's all different. So don't stop change karma, person, place, field of action. Only change your attitude behind the action. Lord only wants this much adjustment. What is that adjustment? Ishwar Arpitam. That's all my karma should be for the happiness of the Lord. Only this much Lord is expecting from us. Nothing more. So what is the cause of this dosa in the karma? That also you must know. What is the cause? The cause is trigun. Even if you want to do it, you will not be able to do it. What is this trigun? Sattva, rajas and tamas. And they always change continuously. Every moment this proportion changes. Sometimes you are in the sattvic state. Sometimes in the rajasic state, very active, passionate, and sometimes you are tamasic, dull, heedless, careless. So you are governed by sattva, rajas, tamas and guna. So according to the guna, your actions will be according to that. If you are in the sattvic state, your mind is calm, quiet, brilliant, you will be able to absorb everything. Someday people come and say, today's lecture was very good. Your mind was calm. Aaj ka lecture, upar se chala gaya. Your mind was rajasi. So triguna are the cause. That is why you cannot make an action perfect. It's not your fault. It is manufacturer's fault, because our body, gross body, subtle body, causal body, all is governed by sattva, rajas, tamo, guna. So number one, actions we have to do even dosyukta. Number one, continue to do that. Why? Because that is our swadharma. Number three, what we should do is only make it as an offering to the Lord. When hangman hangs, he also remembers the Lord. Oh Lord, I am doing your duty. He is not committing sin. If you do this way, there will not be any bondage. Otherwise, there will be karma bandhan. The ajnani, they do the karma because of this ignorance. Because of the vasana, they do it. But the jnani also does the action. But the difference is that his actions are without doership. Therefore, he is not enjoyer. He is not the sufferer. He will not get any fruit of action. And those of you who have studied Tattva Bodh, it is said there, whatever action is done by jnani, they are also, because of the sattva, rajas, tamas, guna, there will be punya karma and pap karma. Without any intention of hurting others, there will be a pap karma also. But he will not enjoy and suffer. Who will enjoy and suffer? Those who praise him, those who serve the jnani, they will take their punya karma. And those who criticize, harm, they will take pap karma. So that is why our scripture says, if you don't want to worship or respect a sannyasi or mahatma, at least don't criticize. The moment you criticize, you are taking his papa. If you are serving him, you are getting his punya. So Lord is taking us from kartava, from the doership, from the ego to the jnani state through doing your swadharma as a archana, as a puja, as a worship to the Lord. And we can reach there. So the three important things for the action is that when we start our action, there should be vision of oneness. This vision should be there, that the Sattvic Buddhi says that you should see the one common thing in all beings. One factor is there which is common in all beings, and that factor is the Atman. Atman in animals, Atman in the birds, Atman in the plants, and Atman in me is one and same. This is the oneness. And second thing, while you are performing the action, always remain detached. We all get attached to the karma action and the fruit of action. And third, when the fruit of action comes, accept it as a prasad, that means have an equipoise mind. If you are successful in action, don't throw a party. If you are defeated in your action, don't get depressed. In both cases, you should stay equal. If this is the vision that it is oneness, then what will be there? There will be no likes and dislikes. You will be doing as an unattached, asakta. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, Lord says, Jo sayet sarva karmani vidwan yukta samacharan. A vidwan, a jnani, also does all the actions like a jnani. But his actions, a jnani's actions are with attachment, jnani's actions are without attachment. That is the difference. And this will help us to reach to Siddhi. Siddhi means to get the Param. Param means to reach to our goal. What is our goal? To know our true nature. What is our true nature? Is that we are Brahman. We can reach to that state. That is what is stated in the next verse, 49.
Asakta buddhi sarvatra.
Asakta buddhi sarvatra.
Jitatma vigata spriha.
Jitatma vigata spriha.
Naiskarmya siddhim paramam.
Naiskarmya siddhim paramam.
Sanyasena adhigacchati.
Sanyasenadigacchati.
Asakta buddhi sarvatra. Jitatma vigata spriha. Naishkarmya siddhim paramam. Sanyasenadigacchati.
So what you will get if you do this way? Asakta buddhi. If you have got the oneness, you see the oneness, no likes and dislikes, therefore no attachment with the karma. Asakta, not attached, asakta buddhi, jitatma, jitatma means your mind is under your control, your weakness does not drag you out from the principles which you are following, jitatma. Very difficult to call ourselves jitatma. Truly speaking, we are under the control of mind. And in kindle life, Gurudeva said, mind is a clerk, intellect is officer. The mind should be under the control of intellect. But in 95% of the population, people are governed by emotions, governed by mind. And after doing action, most of the time they repent. I should have thought over this thing before doing, before speaking this thing. Jitatma. Vigatspriha. Vigatspriha means not craving, gone beyond craving. We all crave. You see, in the world we need roti, kapda, makan, that is needed. Even the jnani also need that. But the ignorant crave for more, 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 more. Every time you change your limit. When we came here, we thought $100,000, equivalent to multiplied by 64, it is 64 lakhs. I will go back to India and I will earn 6 lakh per annum from bank, 50,000 per month, more than sufficient. I will have a software-driven car, 24-hour help. Then after that we said, no, I don't want to go back. I want to stay here. Now 100,000 is not sufficient. You raise the bar, 200,000, spriha. When you reach 2,000, 200,000, $300,000. This is craving. And at the end of the life, you will find that spriha, that craving is still there. Bigat spriha. So there should be no craving. Then what will happen? Naiskaryam siddhim paramam. You will get naiskarmya. What is this naiskarmya? Actionlessness. How you will get this actionlessness? Because there is no desire. Desirelessness. How it will be no desirelessness? There is no vasana. Vasanalessness. How this vasanalessness has come? Because now I have got the knowledge. Now I have got the knowledge. What is the knowledge? That I am Brahman. I am Satchidananda. I don't need anything from the world. My body needs only food, drink and shelter. That is only that much is needed. Nothing more is needed. Naiskarma siddhi. Actionlessness will come. How it has come? Sannyasena. By renouncing. Adigacchati. You attain it. That is our goal. So Lord has given us the roadmap. What is the roadmap? We have to do the actions for the happiness of the Lord. Ishvara arpitam. Do we have any choice? If you want to reach the goal, you have got no choice. Number two, what will I get if I do? Mind will be purified. When the mind will be purified, knowledge will happen. If the mind is not pure, knowledge will not happen. The prerequisite for the knowledge is purified mind. Like in admission in the masters, the prerequisite, you should be graduate. It is the prerequisite qualification. Similarly, if you want knowledge, if you want to become realized, if you want to become jnani, if you want to end your all sorrows of the world, your mind should be purified first. Purify it. How it is purified? Only one way is possible, is by the karma yoga. We are also doing karma, but that is not karma yoga. Why it is not karma yoga? Because you are doing karma for your happiness. You are not doing karma for the happiness of the Lord. Are you doing for the happiness of the Lord? No. So therefore we cannot call that karma as karma yoga. Any exception to that? No, there is no exception. Can Lord help me? No, He will not help you. Why? Because Arjun was there in front of Lord. He was Kshatriya. He wanted to run away. He could have erased or eradicated, destroyed his all vasanas in 1 second. But he did not do. Why? You have to do the karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Oh Arjun, you fight for my happiness. What is Lord's happiness? Why Lord has incarnate? Dharma sansthapaya. For the establishment of the dharma once again. Therefore the adharma has to be eradicated. Although it is biguna, killing, do it. He did it, got the knowledge. And the same Arjuna, after 2.5 hours, says, Nashto Moha Smritir Labdha. My delusion is gone. And he started fighting. So understand it for sure, we have got no choice. We have to do karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Same karma which you are doing for my happiness, same karma you do for the happiness of the Lord. Only this much of tuning is needed. Bas. Lord is not expecting from you anything. He is not interested in any type of work. Next Sunday, we will be doing the question answer up to verse number 49, chapter 18, starting from 1 to 49. So if you have got any questions related to this, you can ask me. Any doubt about the roadmap to that Lord, how to reach that Lord, we can discuss. Or if the time permit, we can take one more sloka or two slokas. If you don't ask question, I will ask you question. But that doesn't mean you will not come. Okay. Yeah. Swami Advaitananda is coming from San Jose. He is our presiding acharya for our banquet. I hope you all have bought tickets for our banquet. This is annual fundraising for our Chinmay Mission here. And I am sure that whatever Chinmay Mission is doing a wonderful job. You can help a beggar by giving one meal or two meals. Or you can help a person, a needy person, giving him the education so that he can run the family for the whole life. But this knowledge will liberate you for all the rest of lives. If you think that this knowledge should be given to everybody, so it needs your support. So you all will be coming number one to the banquet and support. Donate liberally. You all have heard, if you give 1 rupee, the Bhagwan give you 1 lakh rupee. Thinking that, you donate. Number two, the knowledge in 3 days, in 3 sessions, Thursday evening, 7:30 to 9 p.m., Friday also same time, 7:30 to 9 p.m. And on Saturday morning, 10 to 11:30 a.m. Swamiji will be speaking on Ram Gita. Lakshmanji asked 5 questions about the Vedanta. What is Jnan? What is Maya? Who is Ishwar? What is Bhakti? What is the difference between Ishwar and Jiva? The whole Vedanta is covered in that 5 questions, and you can listen to him. He is my spiritual teacher. So please come and take that knowledge. See, even getting the darshan of Mahatma is very difficult. Very difficult. Not everybody gets the darshan of Mahatma. And then Mahatma, who is teaching you the knowledge, is even more rare. So you all are requested, please take the benefit of these lectures. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namah. Hari Om.